And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hello, boys and girls, and ships at sea. This is indeed your intrepid announcer, pronouncer, Chuck Roberts, and we have the Talk of the Quad City going on this Thursday afternoon. By the way, I just want you to know, you heard it here first. Sprinkles in Yavapai County by midweek next week. You can trust me, because I'm a radio announcer, and I would not give you false information. So that's the good news. We've got a busy day. We're going to talk with Mary from the Prescott Veterans Administration. Then we have Mark Lauder standing by, I believe. He is a special assistant to President Donald Trump, and he'll be talking politics. So get your pencil and paper out and take notes. And I'll be taking attendance in just a little bit right after these words.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitchers 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. Diamondbacks Visit Colorado Friday live at 5. Money on 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yeah, that's me. And I'm so proud to be here, as Minnie Pearl used to say.
Howdy.
Mary Dillinger will be here in just a few moments, but she is being delayed by just a few minutes. And somehow, some way, I found this guy wandering the halls of KQ&A. His name is DJ Phone. Perhaps you've heard of him.
You know, from this side of the table, it's a much better view. It really
is. You know what's funny, Chuck, is I was talking to John Ohanessian in the show before about Walker Day.
Yeah.
And when you go back in the woods like that, you know, up high in the woods, you really do feel a weather difference. And I was on vacation last week. Now, here, you know, it's been 90 degrees, you know, most of the time the last several days. We were in the Pacific Northwest, and on one day, we were at Mount Rainier National Park, and the roads in one section were snowbound.
Ooh.
And my
That was just last week.
It's just last week. And my sweetie and I got out, and we're throwing snowballs at each other. And so we're going like, wait a minute, can we take some of this snow and rain back with us to Arizona?
Yeah.
Boy, do we need it. Holy smokes.
Well, as I predicted, that by middle of next week, we'll have some... We'll have some sprinkles in the area.
Yeah, and then, of course, once the monsoons start, we'll be going, will this rain ever end?
Welcome to Seattle.
Or welcome to Arizona in the summer.
Now, one of the things that Sanford has talked about in the past, and I've talked about in the past, is the desalinization. In Israel, they export drinking water because they use a desalinization. And everybody says, well, it's too expensive. And, you know, they tried, I think you said you remember being in San Diego, they have a small plant there. How expensive is it if all your crops and your timber die?
Oh, yeah, yeah, something to keep in mind.
So there's a point where you say, we have the Sea of Cortez, the Gulf of California, we have Pacific Ocean relatively close in terms of pipeline, because that's, you know, that and pumping stations, that's how we got the CAP. It comes out of the Colorado River. We'll go another 125 miles, and you're in the Sea of Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to people to start doing a cost analysis of what we can do if we become independent of the Colorado River.
The day may come where we don't have a choice.
I've been down to a place in Mexico, and it's a place. It's Totolabumbo.
Hey, watch your language.
Totolabumbo.
No, you know, actually, I'm
and that's next to Las Mochas.
That's the name of a restaurant that is in Chicago. Totolabumbo. Uh-huh.
Well, next to them. The bigger city is Las Mochas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I learned is that they, back decades ago, grew a lot of sugarcane. And there was a sugar merchant in Texas that built a rail line from Las Mochas to Texas to deal with transporting that to a refinery. Also, because there are rivers there, Las Mochas is, they grow lots of produce there. And the reason I bring that up is because I want to talk about baseball. They have a baseball team there, semi-pro Mexican baseball team, and they are the Las Mochas Tomatoes. So if that and the Padres just strike fear into any batter's heart, I think.
Well, what if you're in is it in New Mexico? There's a minor league team. Their name is the Isotopes, because it was near where the nuclear testing was done.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, of course, if you played baseball, was it Long Beach State? You were called a dirtbag. So,
No. 49ers.
I think it's Long Beach State University, yeah.
University of California at Long Beach.
Or at Long Beach. There we go.
Right.
Yeah, that's
you just settle down, boy.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Too many schools
and
in California.
And they went to Bowling Green in Ohio, where we were the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And that I played basketball with Nate Thurman and Butch Comas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And both of those guys passed on. Nate just last year.
Sure.
And
6'11", yeah.
Nate was an All-American. He was about 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I used to go on the student union because we both like to shoot pool. Now, you want to see something funny? He's a 5'10" guy like me trying to shoot pool with a guy who's 7 feet tall.
Sure.
But it was fun, and we had a lot of fun. Let's talk about baseball.
Yeah.
What's going on in the National League West? It's almost like everybody's in it.
Even the Padres.
Yeah. There were three out.
Yeah, there must be. I think I'm starting to see a horseman on the apocalypse or on the horizon with the Padres even moving up. The Dodgers are having their worst season in decades. They can't do anything right. I mean, it's crazy. And we just bought tickets. We're going to see the Dodgers and Rockies. We're going to do an Arizona Cardinals road trip coming up in September. We're going to see the Cardinals play the Rams at Memorial Coliseum in L.A. on the 16th. Then the very next day, we're going to Dodger Stadium to see the Dodgers and Rockies. And
we had a football-baseball doubleheader.
Yeah, well, not only that, but we had a choice of either Monday or Tuesday at Dodger Stadium. Now, Tuesday is going to be a bobblehead night. It's going to draw a big crowd. Monday will draw a little smaller crowd, but a different crowd. And if you've ever been to Dodger Stadium, especially recently, it's not the most family-friendly area anymore. So we're going on the Monday game because that is law enforcement night. So we figure it'd be a little bit safer for us. Yeah, it'll be a little bit safer on law enforcement night. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, I guess you look ahead to football, and the Cardinals may have something going.
You know what's
going
to be funny is who ends up by midseason being the starting quarterback. They're paying $20 million a year for Sam Bradford, but they chose Josh Rosen with their number one pick, the number four pick, I believe, four overall in the entire league. That's going to be an interesting battle during training camp.
Phoenix Suns, they got a number one pick coming up?
Yeah, seems that way.
Who do you think?
Well, now, I haven't followed basketball the way I used to years ago, but when you look at what, 8 straight years, no playoff appearances, I mean, that's going to be a lot of pressure, you know, for a number one pick coming in, but they got to do something. And not only that, but the owner of the Suns has been catching some pressure from people who want him to open up his arena so the Coyotes can play there too, but he hasn't opened up the doors for them, so we'll see what happens with the Coyotes.
I did notice that the ball field has been turned over to the Diamondbacks. The county has said you can have it now.
Well, really?
Yeah. So that means that if the Diamondbacks have some changes they want to make in terms of the structure of the building or whatever, it's all yours. You got it for next, I think, 7 years.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'll be darned. I do know that they had given them...
Because they were talking about moving.
They had given them till, I believe, 2022, minimum stay at Chase Field. But I guess if there's any more repairs to be made or maintenance, the Diamondbacks will have to foot the cost.
And as you had mentioned, that leaves the ice hockey team going, do we stay in Glendale or...
Where are they going to go? Yeah, they don't have many choices. And the National Hockey League wants to put a team in Seattle or Portland. So there are franchises or there are cities who would love to have the Coyotes if Arizona doesn't want them. Just something to keep in mind there, too.
Well, I enjoy the hockey, but for us up here, that's a long drive to go to a ball game.
Yeah. And, you know,
I call a ball game an ice hockey game.
True. And, you know, the people who would be able to better afford the season tickets, things like this, well, they don't want to build over there. What are you going to do? See, I happen to enjoy going to the hockey games because I happen to like the Glendale Mall there. I like that area. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're living on the other side of town, that can be difficult.
Well, I mean, just, you know, if you make a weekend, you know, if you go down and you spend the night,
then you
can do that without too much of a trouble because it's actually an easy drive. It just, if the game's at night, that means you don't get home. If you come back that same night, you don't get home till midnight. Mm-hmm. And I'm too old to do that.
You know, it's funny, Chuck, because you look back, games in most major league cities used to start at 8:15, not 7:15. They used to start at 8:10, 8:15 local time. And then in the early 70s, we had the first so-called energy crisis. So they had all the ball clubs start an hour earlier to save on the stadium lights and things like this. Yeah. And now that's entrenched as a starting time. And when you see in the postseason, for TV purposes, when you see games starting at 8:15, it seems almost revolutionary. But the cool thing about it is because you're late in the season, you're starting when it's dark outside and the lights are taking effect, and there's kind of a Hollywood effect of that first pitch. Whereas when you're watching a game in June or July, you're kind of in dim, you know, sunlight, twilight. It doesn't have that special atmosphere, so it really is different.
And you're speaking of sun in your eyes, how about a center fielder yesterday for the Diamondbacks?
Well, you know what? You think back to the Diamondbacks' last homestand. The Washington, the Nationals, the Miami Marlins, they looked like a minor league team. Their outfield was just horrible. And their center fielder made two drops of completely routine fly balls in the same game. And I don't know if he wasn't seeing if the backdrop was messing him up or he didn't know where the wall and the warning track were. But that's what you have practice for. That's why you get out there 3 hours before the game to learn your limitations. Mm-hmm. And what to look out for. Yeah. And he completely butchered
it. And he's a professional.
Or so they say.
Yeah. I have to ask you, we have a couple of minutes for our break. Give me an idea of some of the motion pictures that are out now that you would recommend. I know you've panned a couple of them, but
some
that you would recommend.
I'm glad you asked that because in my all-time top five movies, one of them is The Exorcist because it was not only the scariest movie ever made, it was one heck of a great movie. It really was. Well, there's a new one coming out. I think it opens Friday at the Harkins. It's called Hereditary. Now, in today's USA Today, they call it the scariest movie made in years. It stars Toni Collette and Gabriel Byrne. It's about a woman who loses her estranged mother. And in the course of researching her family history, let's just say it's Ancestry.com's worst nightmare. And it's a really, really scary film and apparently very, very well made. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one. That's one I can strongly recommend. Yeah, but you've got to be in the mood for a scary film.
This is not, and this, I would presume, is not a kid-friendly.
No, not at all. A lot of very disturbing images, and I believe it's rated R. It's called Hereditary. Yeah, that'll be opening this weekend.
I'm going to ask you a couple other questions here. Let's take a timeout real quick here on the Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley. And Dewey Humbled Mayor. And on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, Waters with the Plants of the Week and our Dragon Wing Begonias.
Leaves so mythical, they look like dragon wings, then covered with 6-inch clusters of pretty pink flowers.
The flowers are tough, loves heat, an amazing bloomer in light shade.
We offer lots of begonias, but just harvested a select group of huge bloomers for that instant wow in the garden at $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love large wing begonias, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, that's me. Well, you probably recognize the face. Perfect face for radio, as they say. Chuck Roberts with Mary Dillinger from the Prescott Veterans Administration, Northern Arizona, and all that. this is a big month for women veterans.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Chuck, thank you. Thank you for having me as always. And yes, I'm a woman veteran, and we do have a women's expo. that is coming up, and everybody's welcome, not just women veterans, but it's going to be on June 16th, and it's going to be at Emory Riddle from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Going to be prizes and raffles and breakfast and lunch and lots of different activities and a lot of different resources for veterans. So anybody who wants to come, you are welcome to come out. There is registration. You don't have to register, but if you register, it helps them make sure they have enough food for everybody. Okay. And it's on, like I said, June 16th. It's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Emory Riddle. In the atrium.
Well, that's a week from the Saturday, then.
Yes, yes, it is, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want you to repeat that later on. I just one of the things I noticed in some of your news releases is Emory Riddle is really getting both hands in helping out the
they
Veterans
are.
Administration.
They are a
now,
wonderful.
Of course, they have a lot of veterans that go to school.
They
there.
Do. We do. We they you know we work together. It is definitely a mutual relationship, but they have the space to host a lot of events. Which, if you've been to our VA or campus, we don't have a lot of large areas to hold events, so it's really great that Emory Riddle is always willing to allow us to use their space to hold events
for
veterans.
And they have a great ROTC program, too.
They do, and, you know, it is Air Force, but I'm Army vet. They also have Army ROTC, just want to say that.
I think that, their Army's strong.
Yes, yes, they are.
And as you know, and I've mentioned before, on July 15th, I will have a grandson going
yes.
to Fort Benning, Georgia. Can you imagine going to Fort Benning in the middle of July for basic and AIT?
I used to
Hot
think.
Hot and humid.
I honestly used to think that there was no basic in the winter because everybody I ever met went to basic in the summer. I was East Coast, so I went to basic right out of high school.
Where'd you go?
And I went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
I went to Fort Dix, but I went in March, and then we had basic, and then AIT, so I went from March through the 4th of July. They kept us over so we could march in the 4th of July parade in Philadelphia. And so I went when it was icy cold to when it was hot and humid. And interesting times, and my grandson is going to have an interesting time.
Yes, because Georgia is definitely hot that time of year. Fort Benning is, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but it's wonderful that
I'm
he's
proud
doing
of him.
That.
Proud of him. And you're still like, are you active duty or retired active? Or
Nope. And my husband and I both got out completely, but we have so many friends that are still in, so we still talk to a lot of people, yeah. Some that just recently retired. We both work at the VA, so we both have a lot to do with veterans as well. So it's really good to share stories, that's for sure.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because in the military, you make friends. You grew up in the East Coast, but your best friend may have been from Florida, and your other best friend might be from Texas. I mean, it is.
When you make friends in the military, they're friends for life.
And let me go back to the Prescott VA. You have, I guess you call them, a campus all over northern Arizona.
We do. I think a lot of people don't realize that. They think that the main hospital in Prescott is it. That's all we have, and we don't. We have the main hospital, and then we have all of these other smaller clinics out throughout all of northern Arizona. We cover over 65,000 square miles. So we have a clinic all the way down in Anthem, which we have a new clinic in Anthem. Actually, the clinic that we had in Anthem was great, but it wasn't large enough for the number of veterans we were getting. It wasn't meeting the demand.
Area.
So we moved to another building, only like a mile down from that area. It's still out at Anthem Way, and it's a larger building to accommodate all the veterans that we're treating at the Anthem clinic. And then we have Flagstaff, which we have an event coming up at the Flagstaff Clinic, and that's going to be our next Veterans Town Hall. That's going to be on July 10th from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Anybody's welcome to come to the town halls. You don't have to be a veteran that's seen at the Flagstaff Clinic. You don't have to be a family member. You don't even have to be registered. You could be somebody that just wants to learn about the VA and the services that are available, and you can come out. And we have our clinic out at Lake Havasu, another one at Kingman, and then we have Cottonwood. And then we have a bunch of smaller clinics out Tuba City, Cayente, Palaca, Page, Holbrook, And then we also have a clinic in Chinle.
Well, you know, our signal goes into Cottonwood on this program.
Yes, yes, I remember.
And where is the center located? Do you have an address for us?
The Cottonwood is, of course, the name of the street is going to... It's after the 20th circle. Hopefully the people in Cottonwood won't be offended by what I said. It was just when I had gone to Cottonwood, that's all it was
yeah.
Traffic circle.
Well, same as Sedona. So.
But it's when you're going to Cottonwood, when you get into Cottonwood, seriously, right after you get to like that last traffic circle, right before you get to the library, that's where the clinic is.
Anyone who lives in Cottonwood knows where the library is.
Yes,
so
it's right by the library. That's where the clinic is. The name of the street is for some reason, is not on the tip of my tongue right now. Of course, you know, later on tonight, it's going to pop in my head. But.
Well, as soon as you get home, you can call me back and say, hey, it's on Main Street. Well, the reason I mention that is that we are so filled in this area with men and women who have served or are planning to serve our country. Mm-hmm. And the VA hospital is in this area, I think, is very highly regarded. Now, the one in Phoenix keeps getting bad raps, but up here, I think you're pretty happy. And I remember we talked to Barb Hamke.
Mm-hmm. Umke, yes.
Umke, a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. So I think she's getting her feet wet and doing a good job.
Yes, and then we also have a new associate director. Her name is Lisa Martin. She's been here for a little over 2 months now. So, you know, that position had been vacant for quite a while. The old associate director's name was Michael Welsh. He went down to Phoenix to be associate director there. So his position.
Taking some of the his positive vibes down that way.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. Yes. And so we got Lisa Martin, who came to us from another VA as well. And she is also military. I had her on another radio station just yesterday to talk about her service because she's a 21-year retired Air Force veteran.
Well,
yes.
How about that? Yeah. I know some Air Force people, and they seem to be okay.
Well, that was one of the things we had mentioned on the radio is that we all may, you know, joke around with each other within the branches. You know, you know, I'm Army, so the Marines will pick on us, and everybody picks on the Air Force, and you make the jokes about this.
Well, my neighbor,
it's kind of part of it. It's
my neighbor last year just graduated from Embry-Riddle, but he had he went on a GI Bill. He was a Marine, so I referred to him as a jarhead, and he, you know, he called me ground pounder, and we had a good time. He graduated, now he's working in I think Maryland now, so big change from Central Arizona.
Well, I came from Philly over here, so yeah. Big change, and I'm not going to go back. Yeah. I love Prescott. I'm not.
One of the times that you were here, you came in late because you were giving a tour. We need to talk about that because during the summertime, maybe there's some young people out there or parents or grandparents that would like to take a tour of the facility here in Prescott.
Absolutely. We do get phone calls for tours, but I think a lot of people don't realize that you can come and tour the facility. We have so much history, even if you're not so much familiar with the VA or really want to know a lot about the VA. If you want to know about history of the military in Prescott and history of Prescott in general, there's a lot there on the campus. We have our own Whipple Museum.
Now, is that open every day? Or?
It's only open Thursdays to Saturday from 10 to 4, but it's free. It's a free museum.
So you can go in. You don't have to have a guided tour.
No guided tours. No.
Okay.
And it's run strictly by volunteers. And
tell me about the museum. What's in there?
Everything that's in there are items that were donated.
We were a military base before
exactly.
We were a state.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that. So a lot of the items we have were donated from veterans and the veterans' families from when this was an Army post, long before it was the VA. So there's a lot of history there. It really is.
Fort Whipple. Where does that come from? Whipple. That must have been the first commander or something.
I had the list of the commanders on the panel on the big, huge historical wall that we put up in October, and the last name was not Whipple, so there must be something else to it.
And, of course, we are fortunate to have the name of Bob Stump as part
of
our
name. Yes, we do. And that's another thing, because we have the historical wall. It's beautiful. It's been up since October, and the reason we chose October is when we became a historical district. So 75% of our buildings can't be removed or torn down or anything because they're on the historical registry.
We're going to talk more about what's going on for veterans, men, women, children, and prospects with Mary Dillinger right after we take a time out for these words, a little update on the news, and the weather forecast. They won't tell you, but I'll tell you, sprinkles. By midweek next week. Trust me on this. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, on the interstate internet, KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Prescott Unified School District has already taken steps to ensure it will have plenty of substitute teachers during the upcoming school year.
An agreement with the Yavapai County School Superintendent would allow the Prescott District to pick substitutes from throughout Yavapai County. Education Services Incorporated is taking over the responsibilities of finding these teachers from the Human Resources Department. Prescott Unified School District Chief Financial Officer Brian Moore explains what the biggest benefit of the substitute consolidation agreement is.
Having almost 100% of our subs filled. Previous to the sub consolidation, we had our Prescott pool. A teacher would request for a sub, and it would go out to the Prescott subs.
Moore says the 2018-19 school year will be the second one for the agreement.
This is our first year of the sub consolidation. The board voted to continue it into the second year, and we vote every year based on the pros and cons. And right now, it's a good thing.
The current agreement is in effect until June of next year. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Arizona's monsoon season could be getting off to an early start, but northern Arizona isn't expected to see much moisture. Other areas in the state saw light to moderate showers yesterday. There's a chance of monsoon activity in northern Arizona, but not much.
We got temperatures just slightly above normal, very dry condition through Monday, and we have that chance for slight thunderstorms over the southeastern area of the higher terrain. Long term, looking pretty dry through next week.
Nathan Lynham from the National Weather Service and Flagstaff explains with continuing dry conditions, fire danger remains at high levels.
We have relative humidity values in the single digits So that combined with those gusty winds creating that potential for the red flag warning.
National Weather Service officials say one of the warmest and driest fall and winter periods on record has resulted in a quick onset of drought conditions across northern Arizona. Relief is unlikely until monsoon storms hit the area. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and hot looking at your weekend. Expect an overnight low of 57 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 90 tomorrow and on Saturday. 61 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 100 and a high on Saturday of 101. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Each year in June, we celebrate good old Dad. Here at Prescott Brewing Company, it's Bones and Brew. What better way to treat Dad, or you yourself, than a platter of St. Louis-style ribs, smoked in-house and smothered in PBC's thick barbecue sauce, along with PBC's homemade sides and green chili cheddar cornbread muffin, all for just $14.99. And the best part of Father's Day Bones and Brew? It's the free brew that goes with the bones. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Prescott Film Festival at Yavapai College. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. For the past few years, Olson's has been a proud supporter of this 9-day event. This year, the festival runs from June 8th through June 16th, and that's right around the corner. Of particular note are three films featuring horses with unique talents. They are The Wild Horses of Chingotique, Silent Connection, and Kinksum. Each of these films will tug at your heartstrings in different ways. The first two films feature the healing therapy that horses bring to humans. The third film is a lavishly beautiful period drama set at the peak of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and is based on the true story of the legendary Hungarian racehorse Kinksum. For all the information you need, go to PrescottFilmFestival.com or go to the Olsen's website, Olsen'sFamily.com, to get links to the movie trailers. Admit more than one, because good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hello, everybody. It's Chuck Roberts here on a, well, it's a Thursday.
Yes, it
is. It's the Thursday roundtable, and Mary Dillinger is here. And we have a another guest call-in we're expecting regarding politics, which is something we rarely ever talk about, folks. So this will be, you know, interesting. But it's getting hot and heavy in Arizona, and we just finished with California, which is a mess. So I think we'll get some clarification later on. But Mary, we need to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on for our veterans in central Yavapai County, going on at the VA, through the VA to like Emmy Riddle.
Yep. And
talk
so,
about it.
Well, we had already mentioned that we have the Women's Expo that's coming up, that's going to be at Emory Riddle. And then we also have. Yes, it is. That's on the 16th of June. Then we have the Mental Health Summit, which falls under the Be Connected. It's something that the only, you know, Arizona State's one of the, you know, few people that came up with this Be Connected, which is a way to help strengthen the collaboration within the community partners so we can help lower veteran suicide. So the Be Connected Mental Health Summit is going to be this month on June 28th at Emory Riddle, and it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Anybody and everybody's welcome to come to this. You don't have to actually be somebody who does work with veterans. You could be a community partner that is maybe thinking about, you know, the veterans that you serve or the fact that the community here is very veteran-centered, whatever it might be. But please, you come out to the event. It is a free event. There will be light refreshments in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, lots of different resources available for veterans and family members. And it is an all-day event that is really, really helpful to the veterans in the area. So anybody's welcome to come. There is a registration that we'd like you to do. It's not mandatory, But we'd really love for you to register. That way we can make sure that we have enough food for everybody who's coming. Like I said, once again, it's June 28th.
It's like a Wednesday or something.
It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday. And if you need to register, you can just go on to our Facebook page because there's a calendar activity event there.
Yeah, we need to
and you can register.
Reiterate that. Where all this information is available, because not everybody who's
right, and
right
I understand
now,
that some people are driving, so obviously you can't call, and that's fine. Number one, I'll tell you that if you just call the main hospital of the VA and say, Mary, who's on the radio, everybody knows me, they'll connect you right to me. I also have a direct line, and I'll give that number to you just in case, and that is 928-717-7587. And then we have, of course, our website. And if you're not good at remembering websites, you just type in Prescott VA and it'll pull up our VA, which is just www.prescott.va.gov. And then the other event that we have also at Emory-Riddle, we're having that the night before the summit, almost kind of like a segue to it. And it's called An Evening of Hope. And we're going to show an award-winning documentary at Emory-Riddle again on June 27th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And it's going to be at the Davis Learning Center at Emory-Riddle. And the documentary is called Almost Sunrise, Hope is on the Horizon. So I really recommend anybody that might be dealing with some PTSD or maybe family members who have someone who's dealing with PTSD and you want to, you know, build awareness and find ways to help. Well, that's what this documentary is going to be there for.
Finally, people that have a green thumb. This is interesting.
Yes. So we have a greenhouse at the VA in Prescott. And a lot of people aren't aware of it because it is kind of back past the parking lot, and it's not an area where a lot of veterans see it, but it is a beautiful greenhouse, and it's been, you know, getting taken care of by volunteers for several years. But we're in need of more volunteers. So they asked me to mention about the greenhouse to see if anybody, you don't necessarily have to be, you know, have a green thumb. You can be somebody that just wants to help out, because we have master gardeners that can help you and show you what you need to do. They can help you so you can grow a pumpkin. We have a plant adoption program. It's really great. It's really something to help soothe some of our veterans. It's where we started out with. It's with our rec therapy, who finds ways to help our veterans cope with some of the stress of daily life and their military service and trying to fit back into their regular life after deployment. So the greenhouse is a great way to do that. And they have an open house coming up on June 16th, just like the Women's Expo. And it's going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the open house and barbecue. And it's going to be at the greenhouse, and everybody's welcome to come. And since, like I said, the greenhouse isn't an area where you really know, if you know where the campus is.
Just take the big circle.
Yep, where the really big flagpole is. There's a parking lot to your right. If you park in that parking lot, the greenhouse is in front of you. And since it'll be a Saturday, there won't be a lot of cars in that parking lot, so yeah, you should definitely be able to see it.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's on open house Saturday, June 16th. There's barbecue, so free food, you know, come on out. And that starts at 11 a.m.
All this is available by contacting Mary Dillinger's office or by calling her. But for those who are able to have that unique device called a computer, where can they find you?
So our website is www.prescott.va.gov, and then on our Facebook. So if you are somebody who's on Facebook, you just type Prescott VA on Facebook. And if you're not on Facebook, you just go to the Facebook website, which is www.facebook.com/PrescottVA, and you'll find us there. And I have different events and activities that are up on our Facebook page that you can learn about. And if you send a message to that Facebook account, it goes straight to me. I'm the one that manages the Facebook account.
Mary Dillinger.
So, yes, you can
remember
send it to
that
me.
Name.
And like I said, you are always welcome to just call the main number of the hospital and say, look, I don't know the person's name. She's on the radio. The operators, I'm telling you, the operators know to connect you
her.
To me. they know I'm the one that does the radio. Or you mention the Army veteran who's on the radio. That'll be even better.
Yes.
And they definitely will get you to me.
Absolutely. Mary, always a thrill to have you here.
Thank you so much.
I'll be
always,
back
Chuck.
Next month, if not sooner.
Yes, absolutely. I know I'll be on with DJ coming up soon as well.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a time out, and we'll be back with some political conversation with Harmit Dillon. Not Dillinger, Harmit Dillon. Right after these words, you're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 Whitespire Road or call 445-4600.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And welcome back to the Thursday roundtable. And with a little bit of luck, we're going to do a little transmission to Harmit Dillon. Is that right?
Yes, Harmit. My name is Harmit.
Harmit.
Yes.
Harmit. Okay. Pardon me. Where are you?
I am located in San Francisco, California.
Do you have a baseball team up there?
Yeah, we have a little of everything.
Hate you,
now.
Hate you. Well, Harmit, I understand that we'd like to talk a little bit about the politics in particular, what's going on in the California primary, which was, I guess, not a surprise, except that we do have a race between a Democrat and a Republican for governor. Everything else looks like it's closed door.
Yes, I mean, there were a few surprises. I think that the lower turnout among Democrats, particularly in the Latino communities, was unexpected by the Democrats. There are a couple of races where one party or the other appears to be shut out completely, although we won't know for sure until the tally is completed. We had a surprising 118,000 people in L.A. County who were kind of disenfranchised by the fact that their names were left off of the voter rolls at the polling places, and had to vote provisionally. That's kind of a big deal and a big failure by our Secretary of State. And, you know, we have a fighting chance in many of these cases where the politicians and liberals had really written us off. So I feel pretty good about it as a Republican official in California.
One of the things that people may not know about, our Arizona primary is coming up in August. I want to talk to you about the Arizona primary. But they have, what's it called, a jungle primary?
Some people call it a jungle primary. That's actually not what it is. A jungle primary technically is a primary where if one person gets more than 50% of the vote, that's the end of it. And that's what we do in California for special elections. And what we have here is a top two primary.
One of the things I think that this also entails is that the top two vote getters might be of the same party.
Yes, and that is, in fact, the case in a couple of races. You know, the race to replace Rocky Chavez as a member of the Assembly, for example, in San Diego, because there were so many Republicans in the field who split the vote, it looks like it's going to be two Democrats.
So the runoff is between two people of the same party. That doesn't sound right to me somehow.
Well, I agree with you. I think the initial idea behind Prop 14, which was the top two primary law, which I never supported myself and neither did most officials in either of the two parties, was that if you allow this, you're going to sort of force people to, you know, run less according to what their party is and more sort of run to the center and be more moderate.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been the case. So, for example, in the governor's race, we got the far-left extreme Democrat, which is Gavin Newsom, and we got the Trump-endorsed Republican, which is John Cox. So it isn't really moderate at all. So I fail to see the point, except for it eliminates choices for voters. So, for example, in San Francisco County, it's frequently the case that I don't have a Republican to vote for on the November ballot now.
Yeah.
And people who are supporters of minority parties like Libertarian, Peace and Freedom, they similarly will never get to vote for somebody of their choice in the November elections. That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, and somehow I don't understand how that came about. It just some kind
of trickery.
Well,
the voters voted for it, but
you know,
it's been a mistake, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I think it's time to look at it again.
One of the things that people have talked about is California turning into three different states, with everything along the coast being Democrat, and then cut down the middle at Sacramento, north and south.
Yes, I mean, people talk about it. I think that's kind of a kooky idea that's not going to go anywhere. I think it's kind of silly, frankly, but, you know.
Well, on the other hand, it's a kooky to have two people in the same party running for an elected office when, you know, you usually think there's going to be the leader in each party is going to run off against each other. So.
Well, this is why people should pay attention and vote, and that's not what happens, unfortunately. And when they don't, then a minority of people make the decisions. And for example, many of your listeners are sitting here listening to this. They probably didn't vote. I mean, we only had 20% turnout or something like that.
One of the things we need to talk about in time remaining is, what does this mean for Arizona? Our primary is in August, and as a Republican Party nationally, what are the outlook for us?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Well, I just wondered if, the Republican Party in general, how do they view the activity politically in Arizona when our primary is coming up in a couple months?
So, you know, I guess it really depends. We've seen the numbers go up and down depending on what's in the news, and you know, sometimes today the generic ballot polling coming out gives Democrats a 9-point lead. And, you know, just a few weeks ago, it was Democrats were almost within the margin of error with Republicans. So this is an unusual election cycle. You know, obviously a lot of politics is local for you guys in Arizona. And so, you know, that's, you know, it remains to be seen how the news will develop. I think every day there's so much news here, those of us who are in the news business are overwhelmed with trying to keep up with it. And so, you know, I think we'll have to get closer to the primary time before we can really make any calls.
Harmeet, one of the things that that people have to grapple with is somehow the media always says it's anti-Trump vote. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's not really how it turned out here in California. We had, Republicans who were endorsed by the president or were endorsing the president. They did pretty well. Again, it totally depends on your climate. In San Francisco, being a big supporter of the president will not be very beneficial to you. What we saw in Alabama on Tuesday as well was a Republican congresswoman who distanced herself from the president the day, a few days before the election. She did not do very well in her primary a couple of days ago. So in that community, it doesn't go well to distance yourself from the president. You know, so again, it's all politics is local. It really depends on what's happening in your community.
You know, one of the things about the run for governor in California is that John Cox came pretty close to getting up there with Gavin Newsom as a Democrat. John Cox was endorsed by the president. So, yeah, sometimes that's not the kiss of death.
That's right. To the contrary, we had two Republicans in the race, and the other was a member of the state assembly, quite popular with our grassroots, Travis Allen. Travis did not get the president's endorsement, and that made, I think, a huge difference mm-hmm. in the outcome mm-hmm. on Tuesday.
One of the things that people I scratch my head at is Dianne Feinstein. Feinstein. Yeah, I'm sorry. She is just killing it. She had 44% of the vote in the primary.
Well, she's got the name recognition. You know, she's despite age, I think she's quite sharp, and so nobody is able to. She's a legend in an establishment here, and the man who running against her is our recent head of our Senate. Kevin DeLeon, he was hoping for a big turnout amongst the Latino voters. That did not actually materialize. So he's a very distant second.
Well, we only have a few minutes left. Well, let me ask you, how do you look at the midterm elections across the United States? Is everything still up in the air, or are there some guarantees?
I think it's still up in the air. Have seen, I guess, like I mentioned earlier, the fortunes of the parties go up and down very, very rapidly here. And so I think a lot's going to depend on continuing good news in the economy. What happens out of this Russia investigation is going to have an impact. If the president is able to pull off a deal with North Korea, denuclearization, that'll be huge. And, other issues relating to developments in immigration is obviously going to affect yours in Arizona quite a bit, not to mention California.
Is the Republican Party nationally taking any role in the Arizona primaries as far as funding?
That I don't know. That's not something that I'm on top of.
What did happen in California? How did the
They supported targeted congressional races.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, it went well. I mean, we've got our people are doing quite well. We had much better voter turnout than the Democrats in all of the targeted races except for one. And so, even though we have a much lesser population, so.
Harmeet Dhillon, thank you very much. It's going to be an interesting summer for you, and I hope we keep in touch with you.
You got it. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. That's going to pretty much wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Tomorrow, I think we have Let's Talk Sports from 4 to 5, and then there's a baseball game in Colorado where we will sweep 3 out of those games. So look forward to that. That's going to do it. Stay tuned for the great one, Mark Levin, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, on the Internet. KQNA.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.